This is you.
You're so conceited. You're like full of yourself. Why are you like that?
And this is Spike.
I'm not saying that to be conceited.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're back.
How's it going?
We were thinking about something to do for the year 73 because of the 73 Camaro being so awesome.
Yeah. And it was my birth year.
Yeah, that was Spike's birth year, so...
Next week might be Shoe's birth year, which would be 68, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm old.
That's gonna go back pretty far though, so
we'll have to look at that, and maybe we'll have to change to rock music. This time we just looked up a list of 100.
I looked up top 20.
Top 20.
It just kept giving me top 100. So.
We just looked through the list and grabbed out 10 songs out of this list of 100. And, I mean, it was hard to find 10 songs from 1973 that...
We didn't pick rock, though.
Yeah, we should have picked rock, but...
Yeah.
So, hopefully more people will be able to get into this one.
It's cut and dry, though. It's not going to be a super long list. It's not going to be a super long episode. We're not taking your whole hour of your time up, so... But,
So, we'll start at the very, number 10, and, what we think is number 10, so... So it's Stuck in the Middle with You from the Steeler's Wheel?
Yeah. Yeah, I never heard of the Steeler's Wheel.
And I think it's the Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yeah, huge hit.
And right, that was a big hit. But I mean is the hit the remake or is the hit that song, that band?
I really don't know.
I'm going to just go with this, that band. So.
Yeah. It was not, I'm sure it got redone. But I mean, my gosh, that song was big all the way, probably up till now. But I mean, that song was big even in movies. Through the 90s.
Yeah, right.
So, 20 plus years, it was a pretty big song.
All right, so next one we have is, let's go with...
Oh, yeah, John. Yeah. Yeah, I think of him. I think of the Muppets sometimes.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, he was in a lot of that stuff. And I think of Oh God, the movie Oh God.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's in there.
Which is John Denver with...
Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good song. It's a solid song. People are like, oh, it's too country. But it's not. He's not really country. He's like a slow rock type of feel.
He's like a granola backpacker.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Out in the wilderness with a granola bar, I could see him getting out a little small acoustic, and just that's where he writes.
Granola bar and lighting it on fire and smoking it. That's probably be more likely. Yeah. Smoking a granola bar.
Smoky Mountain High, more like. Right,
Smoky Mountain granola bar.
Yeah.
Colorado.
I think if you think about it, Mr. Van Driesen could have been based on John
Denver. Right. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Very hippie-ish.
From Beavis and Butthead, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Van Driesen. Sorry.
Use the safety, Earl. Use the safety.
That guy was awesome. He was a hippie.
Right.
Idiot, you know. I mean, some of the scenes they had of him were pretty bad, but he was a great part of the show.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Mr. Van Driesen, kick-ass.
All right, so what are we at?
That's a good one.
For number 8. So
Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, that one, I mean, that's a really good song.
Superstition.
And, you know, that...
What
that,
did he say in that? For some reason, I'm not getting that in my head. Very superstitious. What was the word after that?
I don't know, man.
I don't even know if he said
you
very...
are, maybe. I don't know.
I can't think of it. You want to look it up?
Yeah, we might as well make a turd hunt out of this. Very stupid bitch ass.
Very superstitious, or well, superstitious lyrics. Genius lyrics. It's at genius.com. Very superstitious writings on the wall.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, as I read it, I'm mouthing it correctly.
Right.
Very superstitious ladder is about to fall. 13-month-old baby.
Broke the looking glass. 7 years of bad luck.
The
good things in your past.
In your past. Wow, it sounds like it's getting kind of deep.
Yeah, it's getting a little superstitious.
When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition ain't the way, yeah. When you believe in things you don't understand. Very superstitious, wash your face and hands.
Rid me of the problem. Do all that you can.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's just some filler stuff.
Hey, let's stop here. Yeah, this is a great example of just trying to make a rhyme, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sure it got better than that as it went down the list, but it just seems like some of those are filled in just to make it work.
Yeah.
But, hey, I can't... Hey, he's a musical genius. Eddie Murphy said it himself. He's a musical genius.
Oh, yeah, right.
You want to press me, motherfucker, take the wheel.
Right. All right, so now number...
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know that one. You'll have to go
over
that
one. That's a good song. You'll know it if you hear it.
I'm sure. Either that one or the last one, yeah.
All right, so next is Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Keepers?
Yeah, Crypt Kickers.
Crypt Kickers.
I thought Crypt Kickers was pretty funny because,
yeah, right.
You know, you would see that and you expect to say Keepers, Crypt Keepers, you know.
And I'm sure Bobby's voice was, he did the mosh. He did the monster mosh.
Yeah.
It was a graveyard crash in your ash. All right, so anyway.
The monster mash.
The next one is Bad, Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than an old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog.
Oh, okay, yeah. As soon as you say meaner than a junkyard dog, yeah. I get it, yeah.
So that was Bad Leroy Brown by Jim Croce.
That was cool. Dude, every one of these have been in a movie at
some
point.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
I mean, and I mean not just one movie, probably a bunch. They're all, like, they all seem like movie hits. Not just radio hits.
And in the next one, it's probably going to seem like something from a movie, too. Crocodile Rock from Elton John. Probably from the movie about Elton John. But that's a good song. It was an upbeat song.
Yeah, I just barely remember it.
Me and Judy are having so much fun. Something dancing.
Oh, that's how it starts.
I'm not sure. I mean, that's really... Right.
Yeah. The melody line, I get it. Yeah, when you said that.
The Crocodile Rock.
Hey, I don't know too many bad songs by Elton John. I got to admit.
Oh, I know. He's
got a freaking catalog and a hand.
He is a freaking musical genius.
I'd say it, man. I mean, like, when you talk about, like, Steve did that at his mom's funeral. Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah, Goodbye. Yeah. Follow the Yellow Brick Road. That's from the movie.
That's the movie, yeah. Wizard of Oz.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Awesome song. And I mean, I'm not even really into that. I mean, I wasn't always into that kind of music. But it's like now?
That's a great
song. I love
song.
That song.
Yeah, those songs were freaking timeless, man. They are timeless.
It just goes to show you that with age, and you're... palette widens.
Oh, yeah, right.
The stuff that you like. I still loved all that metal stuff, but it's like, man, I got so much more of a wider range of stuff I want to hear.
Now, this next one, I'm thinking, I can't decide which should be three or four. I'm thinking four should be Angie by the Rolling Stones.
Angie!
Angie!
I know I've heard it. But I can't think of how it goes.
Yeah. But all right, so Angie by the Rolling Stones, and then number three, Frankenstein from Edgar Winter Group. That was a cool song. It's all, there's no singing at all, no words. It's all like organ and guitar.
And you were saying it was in a bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That is very cool.
It's very Deep Purplish.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's probably all organ. Yeah.
I could see that being in a movie.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just a chaotic part of a movie.
Yeah,
that
right.
would work.
Yeah, totally. With somebody getting chased or something.
Yeah. On foot or in a car.
Now the two biggest ones here are going to be number one and number two, and we thought a little bit about this, but one of them is just a super classic, and the other one is a super classic.
This is one and two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'm two biggest on the list, I think. For me, anyway. I'm sure for you as well, but...
So, we'll go Money from Pink Floyd as number two. And then...
Awesome. That's an awesome tune.
Yeah, that's a great... Oh, man. All the sound effects in it.
Oh, yeah. The drawer and the...
Yeah, the cash register and stuff.
Yeah.
Money. Great voice, too. Who was that sang that? Was that Syd Barrett?
I can't tell you.
I'm not sure about Pink Floyd. I don't know enough about Pink Floyd.
First thing I would think of was Roger Waters, but why do I know? I don't know enough about Pink Floyd to tell you that.
Right.
I learned that on bass. That might have been like the second or third song I learned on bass.
Oh, wow.
From the teacher that I had at that time. Yeah, real easy song, but it's a cool line. It's a great bass line.
Full music. It's not like they cheapened on it.
Yeah.
You know what? Another band that I really like, Supertramp.
What's a tune?
Goodbye, Stranger. It's been nice. Hope you find or the Lunatic song.
Is that the same band that does Teenage Dirtbag? The way you sang it almost reminded me of it.
No, their other famous song is it's called the Lunatic Song. How does it go? It's like
it's not Lunatic Fringe. That's
I know you're out there.
Yeah,
Lunatic Fringe.
That's not Supertramp.
No.
That's not the Fix.
No, it's older. It's a 70s band.
Red Rider?
Yeah, that's it. Red Rider, yep. Good job on that.
That's a cool song, too, though. I'm sure it's not 73, but that's a good jam. I think the intro is probably the best part of the song, though. You know, the way it comes in.
Well, I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on.
That's Super Tramp.
That's Goodbye Stranger again. Yeah, Super Tramp. I'm thinking of the Lunatic song. Has that fat ass saxophone in the middle of it, and it's got the whistle. That slide whistle.
I can't take a bit.
Do-do-do-do.
You
want
to look it
up? Sure. Yeah.
Super Tramp.
Yeah. I can't remember any of the damn words. This is what happens when you. Don't do any drugs for your whole life.
Yes, I laugh like a dope addict. What's the...
It's Lunatic Song. It was on there when you typed L-U. It was there. You typed one more letter and it was gone.
The Logical Song? It's probably not...
Oh, it is Logical Song.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. No wonder.
Oh.
Life is so illogical. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I was, when I was young. Love this guy's voice, dude. I love it.
Him and Geddy Lee need to get together and have some. They're good to get together and go bowling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a bit much for me, but I still appreciate I can appreciate it.
I just think that voice is so smooth and so flawless. There's no crack in it.
Yeah, playfully watching me is a little creepy when he sounds like a kid.
It's like,
man, what did this guy go through when he was a kid?
He's talking about the birds and the trees.
Yeah, this should go back 10 years. Like, he's 63 with all the hippie lingo. It's not very hippie lingo, but whatever.
Okay, so let's go number one here now, Smoke on the Water. That's probably the biggest guitar thing that everybody... So...
That's where they had the lyric, Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa and the Mothers, yeah.
Yeah,
and
right.
And then we couldn't realize the Mothers of Invention or whatever it was.
Yeah, right. And he just shortened it to Frank Zappa and the Mothers.
And the Mothers were at the best place around. Yeah, that's a song of.
What a cool way to, you know, pay respect to somebody you've been jamming. You know what I mean? That's like,
yeah, right.
You know, that's like, you know, mentioning your buddies in another band that you were jamming with.
Yes, that's definitely a good song, and that's very well written, and
Fire
it has a story.
Bam,
yeah.
Wham, wham.
So there's another one, Take the Long Way Home from Super Tramp.
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's live. See how they do live. My name is Corn Cobb.
Roger Hodgson?
Yeah, he's probably the singer, I think. He's from Supertramp. This is not Supertramp. It's just him.
Oh, okay.
He's probably singing He's probably going to be singing with like a whole orchestra in the background.
It says writer and composer. So maybe they're doing the
Oh, I think I saw this. It's like he's gonna sit and talk about shit.
I don't know if it's loud enough.
Get it out already.
Love this stuff, man.
And his voice fits well with this.
Yeah, right.
I mean, take the long way home. You know, I mean, it just fits really well. It does. Let's get into it a little bit more.
Yeah, he's old here.
Yeah.
It's a little different, so.
That's cool, man. How the backups are harmonizing?
Yeah,
that's,
yeah. That's cool. That was nice. But, I mean, this is nothing compared to the studio version. It's just so...
Yeah, right. This, I mean, you think about that, though. 73, what was this? This is 7 years ago. So, 73, and he did this, what? That doesn't necessarily guarantee. I would think around the upload time would be somewhat close to when it actually happened, within a few years.
Yeah, it's probably 40 years later, this is.
Yeah, right,
you know,
right.
From when he was... a young man with a fresh voice, and now he's a...
Yeah, and he still does a good job, man. It's not he's horrible at it.
No,
he still does a good job.
It's still worth it.
Touring live with a voice like that, it's going to tear it up over time.
But wait, they were not even on this 73 list.
I know.
So I don't know what...
Yeah, let's get off. But though? Hey, worthy of mentioning, though. I mean...
Yeah, Supertramp. Definitely good. I would put them in my top 10 of all singing.
Were they big 70s or were they more 80s? They were 70s. That's
70s. 70s, yeah. 70s, so and then early 80s, I think.
I think it fits good enough. But but that's pretty much all we got time for. But I do want to tell you guys that we do have episode 100 coming up. That is... This is 99, actually, right?
Yeah, so next
week will be 100. We're still going over ideas to what to do with that. It might just be more of the same.
Yeah, if you guys have any ideas about something you want us to talk about, go ahead and email them in.
Yeah. I've been kind of going over ideas in my head. I haven't really talked to Shu much about it, so it might just be more of the same. Maybe we'll have something special. Who knows? But we're still going over ideas, so we'll...
You know what I think we're going to do? We'll do the show naked.
That'd be a treat for you guys, you know.
Yeah, right.
That'd be a treat for you, so.
You know, no cameras or nothing.
Why two brothers would be naked together doesn't make any sense to me, but you know what? Hey, we'll go ahead and roll with it.
Let's go ahead and forget that idea. Neither of us are looking pretty, you know.
Yeah, I'm not camera worthy, even though we're not going to have a camera going. Yeah,
right.
You know what they say? The camera adds 10 pounds, and it looks like I've eaten 5 cameras.
Oh my gosh.
That was
awesome. The one from the Friends. What? Come on, hey, stop talking about me being fat. The camera adds 10 pounds. Just like, how many cameras are on you?
That's so great, though, man. When the first time I heard that, I fucking choked. Yeah, the camera adds 10 pounds. It looks like you've eaten 5 cameras. That was so awesome.
That is great.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot. We're going to get out of here.
Yeah,
that'll do it.
You know what?
One
thing we're gonna do too. Soon, they're coming out with Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna maybe go over some of the famous or some of the great parts of Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Well, maybe put those aside and we'll, you know.
Right, and then we'll do a show on Happy Gilmore, and then when the other we're trying to find out when it comes out. So if it comes out soon, then we'll do that. We'll talk about Happy Gilmore 1 soon.
Yeah, Netflix announced that it's going to happen. It was Netflix.
Netflix
announced that it's going to happen. So whether they're shooting right now, I haven't really even looked into that. I could look into it more, but we know it's going to happen. So
that's going to be badass. I mean,
unless something jacked up happens and somebody gets pissed off and becomes a diva about it and says, I'm not doing this, it's supposed to happen. So.
Christopher O'Donnell, who is Shooter McGavin, he's on board for sure. That was funny.
Yeah, if you look it up, there's a video on there where Adam Sandler makes a joke. You know, does his swing or whatever.
He does the swing. He's like runs up and then hits the ball like he does in the movie.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, it looks like that one's out there. And then what do you say, Shooter, or something like that. And then Chris, you know, does his signature thing. You know, Shooter.
Right, he did like the gun shooter.
Yeah. But yeah, look the video up. It's pretty cool. If you're a Happy Gilmore fan, this is good news.
And if you're not a Happy Gilmore fan, watch Happy Gilmore, you will be.
It's a great movie. I think it's an awesome movie. So, but anyway, it's one of my favorite
quick premise about Happy Gilmore is a hockey player that was never good, could not skate for shit, but he had the most amazing slap shot. I mean, he could slap shot and break plexiglass with it. I mean, he was so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, so fast of a slap shot. And then he, one time...
transferred over to golf.
He...
Carl Weathers? Carl Weathers, right?
Yeah, Carl Weathers. Apollo Creed.
Chumps.
Chubbs.
Chubbs.
Yeah. Chubbs.
Chubbs Peterson.
Chubbs Peterson. The club pro or something.
Yeah, right.
But,
Green jacket.
Get that green jacket like that.
But he wanted to take him under his wing. Hey, you know, you're going to win. Because he was like, all we got to do is work on your short game and you know.
You'd
like,
be unstoppable, shit. Son.
Yeah, yeah, right. I totally interrupted you on that, but...
I was saying that his grandma was getting kicked out of her house, and then the movers that were moving everything out were moving the... He's like, hey, don't touch those golf clubs. They were my grandpa's. Because the movers were trying to hit the ball, and they couldn't even hit the ball. And here, you do better than I... You hit the ball farther than I did, and we'll go back to work, and you can watch your precious hockey game. And he's like, give me the club. Yeah. And then he ends up... running up to it and then like slap shotting it with the club, and the thing went all the way down the street.
Look at the way he's standing.
Right. Yeah, they were making fun of him. You like that?
Yeah.
And so it just took off from there, and it's like that that feel good hero of the day type movie. It was a great movie. I loved it. So anyway,
I think it's one of Adam Sandler's best. I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
I really do think so. Ben Stiller's in it.
Oh yeah,
great part too.
But, yeah, right.
But anyway, man, yeah, let's get the hell out of here, and you guys have an awesome week.
Yeah, you guys take care.
This is you.
Mind and body strong now, Grasshopper.
And this is Spike.